flavor zone. I drive a lot, visiting vineyards, and we've got 70 vineyards all over the Western Cape. So I'm all over the place, and to use my time wisely, I record these things about the wines while I'm driving. So just excuse all the external sounds. Flavor Zone started a couple of years ago. I was sitting just after COVID. I was at we had a nice tasting in Bath in the UK at a place called the Walcott House. And we had the team there, James and Johan and the team. And we drank a lot of different wines and we had some customers there. And it started at lunchtime and it went on all the way to quite late the evening. And by the way, the next morning we all had COVID, but that's a side note. So we had a great day, and obviously we got inspired by life in general as the afternoon went on, and we came to we started talking about vineyards and projects, and then we got to the point that maybe we should do something just for the Walcott House. And we took a vote around the table of the stylistically the kind of wine that they like, and I came back with a whole lot of ideas. And we've got a vineyard that is fairly new in our portfolio. It's a Mouvedre vineyard, they also called Mataro or Mouvert, in a place called the Swartland. Now the Swartland's got an area within that called Ribeir Castile. And Ribeir Castile is very warm, and they've got this huge slope with an old bush vine, Mouvert vineyard. It's a warm area. It grows on schisty soil. So schist is a very interesting soil type. It's very harsh conditions, but Mouvedre works well there because it ripens very late for that area. So there's a whole theory in the world that's quite controversial about the autumn equinox, that everything that ripens on the autumn equinox is planted the right place. I'm not an advocate for that, but I do think there's some truth in that. And this vineyard ripens at the autumn equinox in a very warm area, which is quite odd. But any case, and the wines are very elegant. It's not big, chunky, meaty Mouvert. It's more towards the elegant style of more bright red fruit. And so I started working with that. So we pick the grapes, and then based on the taste of the grapes and also the taste of the stems. So we strip the bunches from berries, we eat the stems, and based on the ripeness level of the stems, we decide how much whole bunch we'll do within the wine. We would process the grapes according to that, and then we ferment spontaneously. So we don't add cultivated yeast. We ferment with the natural yeast present on the grape itself. We do that because in the cellar we want to show the individuality of all these different wines and vineyards. The only way to do it is to keep it very true to the area. So we made the wine, and then a year later we had a tasting again at the Walcott House with all these samples. We did a trial blend of more or less what we liked. Then they came out. So the team came to South Africa and we sat in my cellar, and then we fine-tuned the last bit of the blend. So we picked all the barrels, and then the wine ended up being 80% Mouvert from this little vineyard in Ribeir Castile. And then also we've got this very interesting spot in a place called Walker Bay, but more upper Walker Bay. It's closer to the town called Botrivier, on the lower slopes of the Hohoek Mountain, on this mountain pass, gravel road mountain pass, very removed from everybody, from the local town called Botrivier. And it produces really elegant Shiraz, but very spicy. It's a very cold site. Also ripens at the same time as what the Mouvert ripened in the Swartland. And this site is on the opposite side of the Western Cape. So cool site, late ripening. We did exactly the same. And the blend ended up having 20% of that Shiraz width. So 80% Mouvedre, and then 20% Shiraz. Oh yes, The second time we were at the Walcott when we blended the wine, we walked past the kitchen and we looked at the kitchen door, and they've got that famous door saying Flavor Zone on the kitchen door. And we just looked at this and said, okay, obviously this is going to be the label. I took my camera out. I took the picture of the door, the Flavor Zone door, and that is the front label of the wine.